looking at some songbooks in this week, and I decided to come up with some type of a little theme. So we're going to sing a few songs about our state of being before we were saved. So kind of some songs about sinners, and then some songs about being saved, and some songs about life in general, some of the things we face in life. And then in the end, closer to the end, we'll sing some songs about the future promises that God gives to us. Let's start with a song by memory, "I Was in Sin's Prison." I was in sin's prison, all so dark and cold, just a lost sheep wandering from God's eternal fold. When the door swung open, Jesus said to me, "I am under pardon, now you may go free." Jesus said, "My pardon, this I surely know." Number 288 in the Zion's Praises. Sing two songs out of here, and then we'll go back to the Purple Martin book. 288. First and last verse of this one. Oh, to the
hymns of the church.
Number 410. This may be a newer song. I think this is a good time to sing newer songs in song services. This is a not necessarily a song about sinners, but a song about our great high priest who, as we as sinners or saved people, we look at our great high priest and see what he went through for me as a sinner. How many of you know this song? Okay, there's a few that do it, that do know it, so just do your best. It's a fairly soft and slow song as we start out. Sing 851. I heard an old, old story. Oh, victory in Jesus.
Precious blood.
569. I've learned to know a name a highly treasure. Always stand for this song. Jesus. 454. Oh, to be like thee. First and last.
Oh,
829. After this song, we'll have a devotional. Ere you left the room this morning, did you think to pray? We as Christians need to have a connection with our Heavenly Father. Did you think to pray?
Oh.
Good evening. Greetings to each one this afternoon in Jesus' precious name. I bring you greetings from the chapel congregation. If y'all are ever near Hereford, Pennsylvania, you can feel free to stop in. We're a small little church in the mountains of Berks County, and we enjoy having visitors. For short little devotions, I'd like to have a couple passages on singing, as we're thinking about singing this afternoon. The first passage is Psalm 33. Psalm 33, I'll read the whole chapter at this time. Rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous, for praise is comely for the upright. Praise the Lord with harp, sing unto him with strings of with psaltery and with an instrument of 10 strings. Sing unto him a new song, play skillfully with a loud noise. For the word of the Lord is right, and all his works are done in truth. He loveth righteousness and judgment. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. A couple things that stuck out to me in this chapter were verses Verse 1, it says, ye righteous, for praise is commonly for the upright. We can see from this verse is the people around us that do not know God can praise God, but it doesn't have the ring. It doesn't move God's heart the way that a Christian does when he rejoices and when he sings praises to God. In verse 2, it says, praise the Lord with harp, sing unto him with instrument of 10 strings. No matter what we have, we need to always be praising the Lord wherever we are, whatever we're doing. That's what God wants for us. That's why we were created, to have a relationship with God. Verse 4 is, the word of the Lord is right, and all his works are done in truth. There's a lot of things, a lot of people in this world that say that the God's word is irrelevant to today. It was for the Old Testament. It's not for the new era. And that's not true. God's, all his works are done in truth, and they will always be done in truth. God's word never changes. And then verse 5, I love this verse. It says, he loveth to work righteousness and judgment. The earth is full of goodness of the Lord. So we can see here is God always loves the righteous. And I think he delights in judging them for their good deeds. He, of course, would like everyone to be with him in heaven, but we have a personal choice to make. Which way are we going to follow? Also, I'm going to read Psalm 100 yet. It's one of my favorite psalms. I'm going to read that and make some comments on that as well. Psalm 100. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and in truth, and his truth endures to all generations. So we can see from these couple verses here, to make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. It doesn't matter if we're singing English, if we're singing Spanish, if wherever we are, we can make a joyful noise unto the Lord, and he will hear us. And right along with that, there's a lot of people in this world that would say, we can just sing to God. But it says, verse 2, it says, serve the Lord with gladness. That's another thing that we need to do. We don't just sing to God, we serve God with gladness. And that is something that makes God very happy when he hears his children singing and their works are lining up with what they're singing about. In verse 4, it says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. I had to think about that. How many times do I come to church just excited to hear about God and what he has for us? Too many times we can kind of keep our mind on other things, but God wants us to have our minds open to him all the time, not just when we come to his house. The latter part of verse 4 is, be thankful unto him and bless his name. That's something I think I struggle with sometimes, is to just be thankful for all of God's blessings that he gives to us. The sun, the rain. A while back we were very dry in Pennsylvania there, and it's just great to see God answer prayers and bless us with rain. So true. If we are thankful, that blesses God's heart. And the last verse, verse 5 there, is the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and the truth endures to all generations. So we can see here that the Lord is good, even though sometimes we may not understand his plan, we may not understand his ways. But it says his truth endures to all generations. As he was in Adam and Eve's day, he will be in our day as well. He never changes. No matter how many thousand years have passed, God is still the same. And are we willing to open our lives up to him and to fully serve him no matter what he has for us? These thoughts of mine, you can kneel for prayer. Dear Father in heaven, thank you for this beautiful afternoon that we can sing together and lift our voices to you. Just thank you for all your blessings to us. Thank you for the opportunity to be gathered together without fear of persecution, without fear of the authorities. Lord, just help us to use your blessings to reach out to others around us and tell them about you, and your word can save each one. Just thank you for sending a son to die on your cross for salvation for all, and just help us to always be looking for your return. Just bless Brother Lyndon as he's leading the singing. Give him clarity of thought and help us all to sing with our hearts and open our hearts to what you would have for us this afternoon is what we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Let's sing a song on the Zion's praises again, number 515. We're halfway already. And so we already sang a lot of songs about us being either sinners or being saved. And so I want to sing a few songs about life in general. And Jamie had to comment his devotions about serving the Lord with gladness. And a lot of life is serving. A lot of life is serving. Either serving the Lord with gladness or serving the Lord with dread or dragging your feet a little bit with how busy life can get at times. So we face a lot of things, and a few of these next songs will be talking about some of the things we face in life in general. 515, trusting the shepherd through valleys deep.
Oh,
the shepherd's are
the church, 624. I remember being 20 years old or somewhere in there, and that the 30s and 40 year olds are getting pretty old. They're just halfway home, halfway through life, and now I'm there, and I wonder how I got here so fast. So swiftly we're turning life's daily pages. What are we doing for the Lord? First and last. Oh, pages to 620, Rescue the Perishing. 620. Five hundred eighty-one. I want to love him more. I don't know if you know anything about this song. It's written by, this song expresses the devotional message entitled Time that 18-year-old Jeffrey gave at Shippensburg Christian Fellowship 2 weeks before his death. 18 years old. Think about our time here on earth and the time that God gives us, the breath that he gives us, the opportunities that he gives us. Are we taking the opportunities that he gives us to tell others about the Lord and give your personal testimony and tell others what the Lord has done for you? Set thy heart now to ponder thy narrow span of time. I talked about earlier about how quickly, how swiftly life's pages are turning. And in the ratio of eternity, our little narrow space of time is very short. And let's use it for God's glory. Let's sing the first and last verse of this song.
Thank you.
face to face with Christ my Savior. 1, 3, and 4. 1, 3, and 4. Oh, face to face. What a good song that is. Our lives living for the Lord, looking forward to that time that we can see him face to face. I have heard of a land on a far away strand. 974. This is one of my grandpa's. My grandpa is 92 years old, I think, or 93. And it doesn't matter much once you get to that old. And this is one of his favorite songs. So I often think of this song, I think it's Heaven Songs.
Oh,
song in closing. Forget the number. Somewhere in a song it said something about with loved ones who've gone on before. And that was Rachel Hirsch's favorite song. She has gone on before. All the way my Savior leads me. 930. 930. Did you sing the first and last of this song yet?